A Berryman charged in a historic killing has been ordered to stand trial on second-degree murder, but has no date scheduled for trial. Robert McQueen was originally charged with first-degree murder 2 years ago in connection with the 1994 killing of Catherine Gennaro. Following a preliminary hearing in December, he was ordered to stand trial on second-degree murder. He is scheduled to appear before an Ontario Superior Court justice again later this month, but no specific date has been set for trial. The body of the 20-year-old mother was found on October 10, 1994 in her Dunlop Street West apartment, near Ann Street. Her 2-year-old daughter had been visiting her grandparents at the time. Police have previously said Gennaro suffered multiple stab wounds and succumbed to her injuries prior to being found in her basement apartment by friends. Gennaro's death went unsolved for nearly 3 decades. On January 13, 2021, Barrie resident Robert Bruce McQueen, then 58, also known as Bruce Ellis, was charged. Police at the time said new information had come to light about a year earlier. Police have said Gennaro and McQueen knew each other, but would not elaborate on the extent of the relationship. Back in 1994, Barrie police began an investigation with assistance from the Ontario Provincial Police's Forensic Identification Bureau. After an extensive and exhaustive investigation, the case was turned over to the OPP in October 1999 in order to utilize an unspecified investigative technique that was beyond the scope of Barrie police at that time. Unfortunately, police have said this technique didn't yield any results that would advance the investigation or point toward a suspect. In February 2012, the investigation was turned back over to city police. During the course of the investigation, Barrie police detectives also obtained witness statements and collected numerous pieces of physical evidence. According to the Gennaro case file on the police department's website, they had also worked with the Center of Forensic Science to re-examine some of the existing evidence, in light of scientific advancements in forensic analysis that have been made over the years. Investigators have also sought opinion from experts in various investigative and scientific fields, including DNA analysis and DNA mixtures, both in Canada and the United States. These investigative procedures and techniques enabled investigators to eliminate certain persons of interest. According to news reports published by the former Barrie Examiner, Gennaro's body was found lying on the floor, covered in blood with scratches on her face. She'd been at a pair of downtown bars most of Sunday night and early Monday morning prior to her body being discovered. Her death may have been the result of a robbery. Gennaro's telephone had also been stolen from the crime scene. In March 1995, only a week after police announced they were looking for the phone, it was found in a creek not far from the murder scene. Its memory was intact, but police said it brought investigators no closer to finding her killer. Gennaro left home at age 16 and moved to Barrie. A year later, she gave birth to a baby girl. About 10 months prior to her death, Gennaro had moved into the Dunlop Street apartment with her toddler. Her parents, Denora and Fernando Gennaro, who had spoken to Examiner reporters about their daughter's murder, have both since passed away. Denora died May 18, 2012, in Toronto, followed by Fernando on January 19, 2014, also in Toronto. Catherine grew up on a quiet street in a middle-class neighborhood. She was the Gennaro's only child. In a story published in The Examiner on October 14, 1994, Denora says, "She was so smart, happy and fun. A good heart and soul. All that for nothing."